Jesse shook Monty Bernstein's hand. It was a warm handshake that lasted a long time. Jesse gestured at the chair on the opposite side of the desk. "Sit." The lawyer said, "I'm curious, Jesse. How did Officer Davis get my number?" "Typical lawyer," Jesse said, "asking a question he already knows the answer to." Monty nodded. "You don't know the answer, don't ask the question." "This isn't the courtroom, counselor. Hell of a case you got me involved in. Last I heard, you were free to turn it down." Monty half smiled. "This case? No way am I turning it down. I believe in my client and I like the notion of paradise paying my fees. I won't have to waste time chasing my money down." The lawyer's expression changed, his smile vanishing. "Jesse, I heard about, you know, Diana. I'm so sorry. Did that monster, Mr. Peepers, actually get away?" "Thank you," Jesse held up his palms. "Let's focus on why you're here now." The lawyer leaned forward, lowered his voice. "I know you're not officially part of the investigation." "Uh-huh. I think Alicia may need all the help she can get." "What kind of help?" "Off the record? I'm police chief, Monty, not a journalist. There isn't really an off the record with me." The lawyer sat back in his chair, dragged his hand across the light stubble of his unshaven cheeks. "Okay, let's start over. First, I want to tell you that if need be, I'll be able to get any statements Officer Davis made last night, before my arrival, thrown out. She was clearly still in shock when I spoke to her, and she was in no state to be giving statements to anyone." Jesse didn't react to that, but said, "You mentioned help, counselor. Is Officer Davis... Wait, let me rephrase that. Before this incident last night, would you have believed Officer Davis the type of person to shoot an unarmed suspect or to fire her weapon without being fired upon first?" "If I thought she was, she wouldn't be on the PPD. None of my cops would be. But," Bernstein said, "that's all I needed to hear." "Are you deposing me, Monty?" "Sorry, Jesse. I'm good at my job. Very good." "Yeah, I saw the Porsche out front." Monty smiled, but it quickly faded. "The thing is, as it stands, I don't know who could win this case. She says she was fired upon first, but without the other gun. Listen, I've dealt with liars my whole career. Con men, murderers, crooked gamblers, bent cops, you name it. But I don't think she's lying. I'm sure she's not. It comes back to one thing. No gun. There's no way around that. I know how this looks, Jesse. Young, legally drunk, inexperienced. Female African-American police officer shoots an unarmed white man. The only way it could look worse was if Vanderkamp had been holding a baby. The press is going to have a field day with this, never mind the politicians, but..." Jesse cut him off. "It gets worse." "Worse? How the hell could it get worse?" Jesse explained about the incident in the scupper between Alicia and the bikers, the vicious assault in Swan Harbor, and the cross-burning in town. And the Vic, dead man, Jesse couldn't yet bring himself to call him the victim. "John Vanderkamp, what about him?" "Alicia didn't tell you?" "She was pretty scattered last night. But she said she was chasing this guy because he was a suspect in a vandalism case. The cross-burning. It was reported as simple vandalism." "Oh, shit!" Monty's jaw dropped. Then Jesse handed the SS leaflet to the lawyer. He took his time reading it. "Okay, Jesse. It's a slightly less obvious, more polished version of the racist, anti-Semitic, homophobic, xenophobic crap I've run across before. His father is Leon Oscar Vanderkamp, the leader of the Saviors of Society." Jesse checked the Seth Thomas clock on the wall. "And he's coming to town this morning to ID his son." As the words finished coming out of his mouth, Molly knocked on the pebbled glass of Jesse's office door. She stuck her head in without waiting for word.
"Mr. Vanderkamp's here."
The office door swung back, and a heavy-set man with a bald head barged past Molly. He had the coldest gray eyes Jesse Stone had ever seen.